Okay. Now, where did you first meet the person that you married, and how did you meet him?
Well, they were neighbors. They also lived in our alley, only on the next square, and they were neighbors. So that's how we got acquainted.
All right. Now, how old were you at the time you met your husband?
Well, I must have been about 17 or 17 and a half, because I was married. When I was married, I was about 19 and a half when I was married. So I was about 17 and a half, mm-hmm. something like that.
All right, and about how old was he?
He was about...
the time you met.
He was about 18.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you remember, what was the date of the marriage?
On the 3rd of April.
What year?
Well,
you were 19.
It was 60. It'll be, I think it's 60. It was 60 years when he died. That was 7 years ago, but about 67 years.
So about 1902.
Yeah.
And, right. Now, if you had lived in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been prearranged? Were most of the marriages among the people you know in Europe arranged?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Now, was your husband from the same country in Europe as you were? Was he also from Poland?
No, he was from Lithuania.
Now, did any of your friends or family marry non-Jews?
My children did.
But, I mean, in the early days when you were, I mean, any of your brothers or sisters or any of the young, or any of your friends?
No.
No one at that time?
No.
Did you have any feelings about it at that time? I mean, since nobody did, you didn't have anything.
Didn't have any.
Did you have any particular problems of adjustment during the first 5 years of your marriage here?
Well, not sure.
Money problems,
money
mostly?
Money problems make very little for earning. Well, I had to make ends meet, learn to make ends meet, you know. Because the children were born, the first child was born a year, right? He was born in April,
mm-hmm.
April the 7th, the following year, my first child.
Now, who made the important decisions in your home, in the house, household?
I guess the both of us did.
Now, was this about the same way it had been in your home where you grew up? Or
yes.
Most of the time your father wasn't there, so I guess your mother had a...
Well, when he was there...
When he was there... They shared it?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, what kind of schooling did your children receive here? What school did they go to for elementary school?
They went to elementary school, which, who remembers the name? Where did they go to now? When I moved to Breckenridge Street, The three of them were already in high school. No, two were in high school. Two were in Shenley High School.
Shenley.
Uh-huh. Well, this was well. The schools up in the hill, you know, Hill District. Two of them, and the third one was in public school.
And then they went to.
And then the
Shenley.
And the youngest.
Did
one,
any of them go to college?
Yes. My oldest daughter went to Pitt. Graduate from Pitt University, and my oldest son he graduated high school and he quit, and he went to work for Postal Telegraph.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did your children get any Jewish education?
Well, they went to Hebrew. They used to go to Hebrew.
Was that at the Hebrew Institute up the hill?
Yeah. No.
All right. Now, was there any big difference between the way you had been raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, big difference, of course, because my children had more liberty, and they had, you know, I tried to keep them as nice, you know.
And the city living is different.
Sure, different life. better life than I had.
Do you remember any particular problems you had in raising the children that was due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No. I never had a bit of trouble.